Tobin and Leroy here with you, 5-6 WQAM. Leroy, can we get a weather update from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm? Your accidentattorneys.com, free consultations 24-7. Call them up at 866-954-MORE.
Over at the Windowplex, winds are extremely calm, as in no wind, which means it's probably going to feel hot as hell. The leaves are even taking a nap. They just laying down. So I'm going to say the winds are 5 miles an hour tops. I'm also going to say it is mostly cloudy, so look for an evening shower. And the winds are probably coming out of the east, but I can't really tell because at this light of a speed, the planes can pretty much come in from anywhere. And I would say it's about 89, 90 degrees because it's been hot.
How do you do, Frog Boy?
90 degrees on the head. Winds east-northeast at 8 miles per hour. Got a 20% chance of rain today.
Well, because I'm looking at it and I have 0% chance of sun. So yeah. I'm just going to associate that this time of year with it's probably going to rain.
That's a fair assumption.
Appreciate it, DeMar DeCroakson.
Damn, man. He's good. This guy's good.
Point for Toby!
Headlines brought to you by the New Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto
Ford. Whoa. We know trucks.
What do you got? Enough of the Gwen Stefani, dude.
Dane South says, don't speak means Marcos had to scramble for a song. I texted Leroy and Fig like he wanted to see
Toby. He was actually trying to find reaction from you.
Yeah. He didn't even budge.
No. Nope. You already did that with the Terry Rozier
with the bones thing. That's real.
You've already topped it.
So we have a new one.
We've established your song laziness today.
Okay. I can outdo.
Aren't you a musical savant? Like, don't you get sick of the same songs? Like, don't you? Play some of your music.
No, we can't.
One time I played this is actually funny. I don't know if I've ever told you this. I used to have our instrumentals playing during break because it would be very silent and people would be like, oh, what are we doing here? So I'm playing my instrumentals and one day you walk in and you're like, what is this stupid song? get this crap off. I was like,
and sure. That's why we stopped.
And then I cried. Wow. So after I finished crying at home, I decided.
Was this before or after I said that August was the dumbest month of the year?
This is definitely after.
Which still stands by. But happy upcoming birthday.
I appreciate that. Thank you. Thank you.
Stop hurting Marcos's feelings, man.
So you've lashed out because I insulted your music one time. You've lashed out by playing the same 6 songs the entire time.
No, that was.
Which is pure laziness of producing.
No, that is why I don't play my music. Now, in regards to the music and its content, I think you guys are lying. Every song that I play is strategically picked for a reason.
No, it's not.
You didn't like the Scary Terry thing. When's the last time we heard that song?
Halloween, when it should be played.
All right. By the way,
during October, you played it, I don't know, a good 45 times.
It was 31 days of Halloween.
And we only had 20 shows that month. So, yeah.
It was 31 days of Halloween. You got to celebrate. You either do the tradition or you don't.
Who made it a tradition? You also made the Spooky Week a tradition, too.
People love Spooky Week.
Looking for all the traditions where we blow stuff up.
Oh, see? I'm starting traditions.
And now look what you did. Now you have Leroy trying to blow things up.
I'm just bringing culture to this show.
You are?
Yeah, that's what we're doing.
With no doubt their biggest hit from 24 years ago?
It takes 45 seconds to get going.
Was Gwen Stefani's solo act bigger than No Doubt?
Used to be together every day.
Here we go.
Frog Boy.
Strategically picked, dude.
It's not strategically picked at all.
Okay. I'm going to fall asleep.
I'm losing my best frog.
Yeah. Because I have no doubt that the Miami Heat will get it done tonight. That's why I played that. Strategic.
No.
What were you doing, man? You should have reacted to that.
What was I doing?
Probably researching.
You should play Spider-Man next time.
I've heard it 1,000 times and just figured you got lazy again. That's all I thought.
No, man. Hurts my heart.
I mean, I don't mean to hurt your feelings.
Hey, have you seen that new app where you can put a spider on somebody's face?
No.
You mean Snapchat?
Oh. Is that what that is?
Like a filter?
You're adorable.
A filter?
Yeah, you put a spider on somebody's face and then you show them taking a selfie.
Damn.
And then they beat themselves up.
Look, that'll be the only way we stop being friends.
No. Oh, if I did that to you? You don't like spiders?
Are you serious right now?
I'm not afraid of spiders, though. I will smash a spider. I don't care.
Yeah, spiders aren't scary.
Yeah, especially when they re-sign in Cleveland.
Huh? Too many legs for me to trust.
You know what I got?
What just happened?
He's looking at you with six eyes. Is that little eyes underneath the other eyes?
That's a wolf spider.
Wow. Woo-hoo. That was a screech. That's a screech right there.
Wait.
Interesting.
She left.
She's gone.
She vamoosed from the stream.
Listen. You handle the snakes. I'll handle the spider.
We are not friends.
Wow. I'm telling you. I ain't never been afraid of no snake. Like, I just don't like critters, but I mean, spiders.
Look, oh, even man. Scooby came to the rescue.
My daughter, every time before she goes in the pool, Dad, I'm getting ready to get in the pool. Can you,
I'm going to have nightmares because of you guys.
Am I tripping, or is there something? I have to go on a spider search.
Yeah, I got to tell you.
Hmm?
That was one of those screeches like your favorite group just came on stage.
Yeah, she was pretty shook by that. I got to be honest with you. I wasn't expecting that.
I wasn't expecting that shriek. Oh, there was one of those spiders. Remember I sent you a picture of that spider in my front yard? I thought it was a fake spider because it was during.
Whoa!
I'm going to curse.
That spider got highlights.
Is that a spider?
Yeah. He would have got his hair did.
That's dope.
Hey, is eyes underneath the other eyes?
Mm.
How do you trust something that has 8 legs and like 20 eyes? Okay, I don't understand.
You can't trust them. That's why they're cowards who stay in Cleveland.
Yeah. Bums. Shout out to our boy.
Marcos, minus one for your little message on the chat, okay?
Why?
Are you trying to make me look at the screen?
No, I really wasn't.
Minus one.
You're a liar.
Just asking. I thought something was on Leroy's nose. I just wanted to confirm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, something on my nose? More nosed.
We'll take a quick break. Give me a little NBA drama.
Oh, here we go.
It's pretty fun. Take a break. Back up to this. All right, welcome back.
I'm Vanilla Baby.
Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM.
I'm Vanilla Baby.
Another one for his rotation.
Let's get to this. So we got a little drama, apparently.
Do we? Are you just making stuff up?
I don't feel like I'm making stuff up. I don't feel like this is a reach, Leroy. All right, we got
you do tend to go a little bit.
I'm gonna do the thing. I'm not gonna explain myself. I'm just gonna give you the deets of what have happened, and you be the judge. So,
why would they do that?
Sorry, no, please. I actually like that. That's good producing.
What's going on in Utah?
It could be something. Could be nothing.
What is the meaning of it, Watson? What is the object of this?
Could be something.
Why would they do that?
Now, usually this is heat related.
Yeah.
This is heat bitter rival related.
Hmm?
But you know how Pat Riley says, after the winning comes the disease of me. And it appears we may have some Celtics on Celtics crime that's happening right now. If you guys are just tuning in, today it was announced, strangely, Kawhi Leonard is no longer playing for Team USA.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Rats off a ship. They replaced him with Derek White. Fine player. Good for Derek White. Deserves it. You know, they threw it up today with the graphic. Derek White, welcome to the team. Now they, of course, already have Derek White's teammate. Jason Tatum is on the team. Interestingly enough, though, Leroy. Now, again, I'm not going to influence your decision here.
Mm-hmm.
But Jaylen Brown had a very interesting tweet mere minutes ago. Here was Jaylen Brown on Twitter, and he's got three monocle magnifying glass emojis after the announcement that Derek White is taking that roster spot.
Why would they do that?
Now, this is not only the Eastern Conference Finals MVP, he was the Finals MVP. And yet, two Celtics who he carried to a championship are now on Team USA. And there are clips of him back in October saying how much he wanted to be on Team USA. And yet, do we have an Isaiah Thomas situation here? Like, what the hell's going on? I don't know. Like, guy is not on Team USA, and he seems to be noticing it very much, Leroy. What do you make of that?
I would say he is one of the first people that came to mind. But keep in mind, they were looking for a specific type of player. Wing defender.
That's exactly what he is, though.
No, I know.
That's exactly what he is. That's probably why he's like, hey, man! Hey!
Oh. I mean, they did pick somebody that was all defense.
They did. But
so if they're looking for defense, to pick somebody off the all-defensive list.
I'm not knocking Derek White, but his teammate is looking at this and being like, okay.
Welcome, Derek. Just don't smile.
It's not what they said. It's not what they said.
Hey, his mouthpiece is going to look like a blade cover.
What could be the real reason?
Leroy.
You know, hey, Marcos.
Yeah.
His mouthpiece is going to look like, you know, the cover put on the Clippers.
Always going back to Derek White. He's just going to be doing Derek White jokes now for the rest of the show.
You brought it up.
Clams over the teeth. Here we go.
It's brutal.
Hey, sir, I would like strawberries, banana and some protein in my protein shake.
It does have to be infuriating, though, to be on a team, though, where you win both main series MVPs, and this week has been rewarded where Jason Tatum gets the cover of 2K.
Right.
And your teammate gets on Team USA, and you don't. And you're just sitting here like, what the hell? But like, there's no way he doesn't look around the room, and he's just like, what the hell?
He did get $300 million.
He got $300 million, but so did now Tatum. Tatum got his $300 million more than him. Actually,
Tatum was going to get that. Regardless.
Tatum was going to get that, but that's not the. That's not the.
And everybody was shocked when you saw Jaylen Brown get it, right?
Not shocked, but you definitely noticed. You're like, wow, he's the highest paid player in the NBA. But hey, his answer was go win the Finals MVP. Pretty good response. I can objectively say that as a Boston Celtics hater, objectively, great response to people who are hating on your contract. But again, now that the winning has happened,
the NBA MVP of the finals doesn't get to be on Team USA. That is odd.
And Jason Tatum gets to Derek White and Tatum are there, and you're not.
I figure if you're going to take two players from the team, it got to be Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum, right?
Of course.
Right. Okay.
Of course.
Actually, I don't know about that. I'd take Jaylen Brown and Derek White before I take Jason Tatum.
Hey, dude.
I wouldn't even argue with you.
I wouldn't even argue with you, but it's definitely noticeable. But Jaylen Brown. But the guy who gets to go.
If you had to pick two or three, the decision would be between Derek White and Jason Tatum, not Derek White and Jaylen Brown.
And you know Tatum, they're like, oh, you get Kobe's jersey. You know, they're doing the thing. He's got the 2K cover. And Jaylen Brown, Pat Riley says this, once the winning happens.
He got a lot more than 2K though.
He's got a lot more, but you want when you're both equal and you got the trophy, why doesn't he get to be on 2K with Asia Wilson?
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
Yeah. Or Bam. That would have been a good cover.
Oh, yeah.
Cover like that.
Looks like their cover may be blown.
That's a point. Hey, that's a point. This guy's good.
That is.
Point
that is.
For Toby.
Oh no, there is. My little thing came apart.
Oh, wow. See,
somebody said, "Is there something on Leroy's nose?" It's my nose thing.
Oh, they popped off.
Yeah.
So Marcos wasn't trying to mess with me?
I told you. Nah. Jeez, my credibility is
over. I'm not advocating for
good.
I'm not advocating for a Jaylen Brown trade
Yeah.
Oh. But.
Ooh, the iron would be hot right now, but I'm telling you what, I ain't trading for nobody making $300 million.
But one has to wonder, does he ever go to the Boston Celtics, right? Because he just said, you know, there was some, hey, was he going to stay in Boston? You now notice you're never going to be the guy there, right? Like, send him to the Chicago Bulls or something like that. Like,
yeah. I mean, just like, throughout, you know, the playoffs,
somewhere else.
Here's what's crazy.
Yeah.
Here's what's crazy. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Throughout the playoffs, Jalen Brown was more dependable than Jason Tatum.
Absolutely. Better playoffs.
Okay. Absolutely.
Okay.
Better playoffs.
Okay.
Unquestionably.
Obviously, because the Celtics were being stuffed down our throat during this entire playoff run, I found out how incredibly smart Jalen Brown is as well.
Mm-hmm.
He's not going to let this slide, dude. This isn't him writing this tweet for no reason, is
right.
What I'm saying. He
could have let it slide.
He's vocalizing his frustration.
He definitely is.
Publicly.
He definitely is. He definitely is.
Interesting.
Twitter snitches are out there, dude.
Yeah, oh, yeah, they are.
You mean you?
Everyone's noticing it. Why can't I bring it up?
Okay.
Why can't I bring it up?
You certainly turn over rocks and stuff and say, what we got here? We got tweet from Jalen Brown. Eyes with monocles.
Interesting. Okay.
It's a very passive-aggressive tweet.
Yeah.
Tyler Hero would be proud.
Oh, yeah. This is right up Tyler Hero's alley.
I mean, they're arguing about two different things, though. Tyler Hero is worried about why he getting the heat. And Jalen Brown wondering why he not getting no heat.
Yeah.
Right? Why he not getting his comeuppance as far as, you know, the NBA is concerned.
It does feel like it does feel like when one day there's a documentary, because inevitably Bill Simmons will make a documentary about this team.
Yeah.
It does feel like there'll inevitably be Jason Tatum taking pot shots at Jalen Brown, and we'll have a Jordan Pippen situation.
Oh. Back at it.
It'll be the dance that was too long.
He
doesn't mean it. He loves Tatum, and he's happy for his teammates.
No, I can imagine him sitting at home and saying, what in the hell else do I have to do to get some, you know?
I know when Tatum was selected, he's like.
Like Duncan Robinson told him, you're not that guy.
You're not that guy, pal.
You're not that guy.
You're not that guy.
And here's what makes that funny. It's coming from Duncan Robinson, right?
Who is that guy?
If Jimmy had said something like that, we would laugh. And Jimmy, you know, Jimmy just, you know, being Jimmy. But the fact that Duncan Robinson went after him.
Stunting Steve says.
How's the rest of the league going to have respect for you when one of our quietest guys don't have no respect for you?
Stunting Steve says, Teriyaki 6'9 is Tobin's informant name.
Oh, hey, come on.
Subjectively a point, but I don't like it.
Point for Twitcher.
That teriyaki chicken they stuffed into an empanada was delicious.
Dude, I love teriyaki chicken. Like, if you want to talk about one food I would dive into a pool of.
Listen.
I love teriyaki.
Can I just tell you?
Talk to him.
I'm not a big fan of mall food.
Yeah.
I always grab the chicken on the stick.
Gotta get the chicken. That's bourbon chicken.
Of course.
Sweet kind
of
have to do that.
And every place, I don't care what mall you are in America, it's always bourbon chicken.
Mm, yeah, right. Of course.
Right. You know, it's always bourbon chicken.
That sweet onion chicken teriyaki from Subway.
Can I ask you a question? Please don't judge me.
Oh, boy.
Is that because of Bourbon Street?
Ooh.
Minus one.
Why? I was genuinely asking a question. I didn't know.
Ooh.
This is never a safe space. You can never ask a safe question.
Bourbon chicken?
You cannot talk about safe spaces, Tobin.
Why?
Bourbon chicken.
After the monstrosity that you did to me.
What are you talking about?
Segment?
What do you mean?
That's right.
I didn't do anything.
Hey, hold on. Hold on, guys. Hold on. Hey, hold on. Hold. Everyone, hold your... Do you have horses? Because you're going to need to hold them.
Yeah.
The name of this dish...
Are you fake Googling right now?
No. This is real Google. The name of this dish is thought... to reference the bourbon in the sauce.
Mm-hmm.
But food historians believe bourbon chicken originated in a Chinese restaurant on Bourbon Street in New Orleans.
Yeah!
Whoa!
Is that real Google or fake Google?
No, real Google. Real Google.
I want a screenshot.
Charleston Gazette.
What is wrong with you? I'm from New Orleans. I've never heard of that.
Just Google it.
Exactly, oh, you don't know every story.
Wikipedia. Bourbon chicken is a dish named after Bourbon Street in New Orleans. SavorySpice.com. Reddit.
I'm from there and I ain't buying it.
I'm going to ask Dan Day.
Oh, he knows.
Dan Day knows.
He eats mayonnaise sandwiches.
Is he here? Did he leave?
He's producing the next show, so he should be around here somewhere.
According to AI, it does say that.
Wow.
Yeah, watch out. I don't know if I can trust Allen Iverson.
You apologize.
That is a Leroy. That is a lashed
out at me. You lashed out at me.
And this is your own hometown.
Well-plated.com also says that.
Come on.
I apologize for calling you an idiot. Clearly, I'm not as caught up with my city's history as I thought.
That's great.
Man. I kind of want that clipped. Do that.
Hey, ain't nobody naming nothing after Chabatulis.
You know what else we did clip, though?
Oh, man. This one's going to be in the archives for Kuwait. Oh, what the hell?
What happened? Computer froze?
No, it's just not in the system. I put it in the system.
Good.
So sad.
Oh, well. You know what? I'm going to call my mom and ask her.
Please do.
We need to confirm.
I need to know. Because she'll know. I trust Leroy's mom more than Google.
But see, you know what? This is the honest truth. You'll have a harder time getting somebody that lives in New Orleans to believe that because they don't eat out. People in New Orleans don't really eat out.
Because
all this stuff, my grandmother used to get mad when I used to come to town and take him to Ruth's Chris. Ain't nothing we had up in here tonight.
I felt like New Orleans was fire with the restaurants, though.
Yes, but people in New Orleans could cook all those meals at home.
Mm.
And so, you go and spend $30 for a sack of, for 12 crawfish, we can go get a whole sack and split it and have a, you know, and beer or whatever for the same price. That's why.
Take a break.
But every time we used to go home, every time I go home, I take them to Ruth's Chris. Be like 12, 13 of us, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we eat there. Everybody eat, drink it up. The bill was like $2,500. And my grandmother on the way out would say, next time you come, we'll just do it at my house.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Take a break. Back after this.
This hour of Tobin and Leroy is sponsored by Kendall Dunn.
Hi, welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Heat Summer League back in action tonight against the Lakers. Tip-off is set for 7 o'clock, so you get some Heat action there. Then, of course, later on tonight, 10 o'clock, Team USA will play Canada. Be interesting to see how much playing time will Bam Adebayo get for this squad. There had been some runs where he was in the starting lineup, so be curious. It's been cool seeing Spo and the whole crew working with the stars of the NBA. And everybody kind of thinks – here's the thing. It's interesting, Leroy, with this Olympics because – it does feel like the world's better than it's ever been, but man, they stacked this roster.
I know, but still, I mean, when you think about some of the top players in the NBA, they aren't American.
No, I know, but...
Right, so...
You know...
But we still got, you know, those dudes.
You got France, of course, with Wembanyama and Rudy Gobert. Serbia's got Jokic and Jovic. Seems like Jovic.
Who's Embiid playing with?
He's in America, dude.
Okay. Yeah. Well,
he could have played for France too, I think.
What? Really?
Yeah.
That would have been crazy. I thought it was like Cameroon or something. I don't know.
I think he could have played for Cameroon, but I don't think they made the Olympics. I don't think they did. Positive though.
Tell you what though. Just looking at Wemby and that tall France team.
Mm-hmm.
It's a giant.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
She hates spiders, man.
She hates spiders.
I despise them. Okay. But
I can say, as long as I've known you,
I have a deep hatred.
If as long as I've known you, I've never heard you squeal like that.
Well.
They sound sick.
They kind of sound like a door.
I'm like, a door that's about to get murdered.
All right, Leroy, head over to the windowplex. Yeah, I see out the window here.
Team Canada tonight, Leroy, has RJ Barrett.
Okay.
Dylan Brooks.
Yep.
Lou Dort.
Yep.
Shai Gilgeous-Alexander.
Oh, yeah.
Watch out for him.
Okay. Jamal Murray.
Damn.
Jamal Murray. Okay, go ahead.
Andrew Nembhard.
You could have left that name.
It sounds like they got all point guards and threes.
And, of course, the standard big, Kelly Olynyk.
Oh!
Wow. He's like Canada's Luis Scola. Kelly Olynyk has been playing for Team Canada for what it feels like two decades.
Yeah, because he's the only one over 7 foot.
Wow. All right. That's what we got for tonight.
So we got that. We got Summer League.
Yep. Got a packed hoops night. You got Marlins Astros.
No. When's the Copa final?
Sunday. Tonight to semifinals tonight if you want to watch that.
Yes.
You might see Solana on TV.
Maybe.
Really?
Hmm?
Right.
In fact, we actually have sound of Solana if Colombia is able to pull off the win today against Uruguay.
Have your fun.
We will.
That is a squeal, my friend. That is.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
Terrifying squeal.
We actually also have sound. This was Eric Spoelstra after getting off the phone with Tyler Hero, telling him he's going back to the bench this year.
I mean, holy smokes.
You guys don't understand. It's a phobia.
Wow. I have never heard anything, any noise that is higher than any noise that you have ever made.
Yeah, it's a different pitch. Like only Scooby has heard that.
Right.
Well, I was a soprano when I was in choir. So.
Oh, so now all of a sudden you're Minnie Ripperton.
My voice goes up there.
Sounds like
loving you.
That sounds more like when a soprano tries to whack somebody.
Tony Soprano, huh? Interesting.
I don't know who
that was. That was painful to watch.
You know what? I think who's the light skinned comedian? She was in those Adam Sandler movies, Grown Ups.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. She was also on SNL. Maya Rudolph?
Maya Rudolph, that's her mother.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Yeah.
Minnie Ripperton is her mother.
Who? Minnie? Yes. Pearl. Yes. And then her, well, who cares, actually?
Her and Minnie Ripperton was a singer.
Yes.
When I was a kid. And I think she died of breast cancer.
Damn. God bless her.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey. Everybody's saying they hate spiders too, but I'm more than sure you didn't squeal like that.
That's impressive. Actually, impressive.
That's it. Let me tell you.
Impressive and authentic.
Jennifer, look.
Thank you.
Hats off.
Okay. Hats impressive off. Performance.
Hats off.
The Heat have scared scary Terry. We have scared Terry.
That I'm telling you.
You guys should send them the audio.
That's like a 5-year-old.
I knew you were gonna do this. I've been watching the overlays. You are the worst.
Look at that one.
Wow.
That's Cleveland Browns spider. You see that one?
The way I saw him type.
That's a Cincinnati Bengal. Cincinnati Bengal.
Got that. He's got that detail.
We're about to quote Ethan.
Sell that at Halloween.
Do you feel the same way about all spiders too? Like even like the daddy long legs?
All of them.
Daddy long leg is not a spider.
What is it? What the hell? What do you mean? Oh, okay.
And what is it?
And risotto's not rice.
The green thing is a daddy long legs.
Huh?
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 A daddy long legs is not a spider.
No, you're nuts, dude. That's a spider.
That's a spider.
But Google daddy long legs. It's not a spider.
I will not Google that.
I will. They will continue to question my Google history. It looks like
closer to a grasshopper.
Daddy long legs.
I think you're mixing that up, dude. Because I found it right here.
I'm going to break out in fives because of you guys.
No, but this is what it looks like. Daddy long legs.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, that's goodness. Not daddy long legs.
That's what Google
That's not
puts.
Daddy.
Hi, welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Heat Summer League back in action tonight against the Lakers. Tip-off is set for 7 o'clock, so you get some Heat action there. Then, of course, later on tonight, 10 o'clock, Team USA will play Canada. Be interesting to see how much playing time will Bam Adebayo get for the squad. There had been some runs where he was in the starting lineup, so be curious. It's been cool seeing Spo and the whole crew working with the stars of the NBA. And everybody kind of think. Here's the thing. It's interesting, Leroy, with this Olympics because it does feel like the world's better than it's ever been, but, man, they stacked this roster.
I know, but still, I mean, when you think about some of the top players in the NBA, they aren't American.
No, I know, but...
Right, so...
You know,
but we still got, you know, those dudes.
You got France, of course, with Wembanyama and Rudy Gobert. Serbia's got Jokic and Jovic. Seems like Jovic.
Who's MB playing with?
He's in America, dude.
Okay. Yeah. Well,
He could have played for France too, I think.
What? Really?
Yeah.
That would have been crazy. I thought it was like Cameroon or something. I don't know.
I think he could have played for Cameroon, but I don't think they made the Olympics. I don't think they did. I'm not positive though.
Tell you what though. Just looking at Wemby and that tall France team.
Mm-hmm.
It's a giant.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
She hates spiders, man.
She hates spiders.
I despise them. Okay.
But I can say as long as
I have
I've
a
known
deep
you,
hatred.
If as long as I've known you, I've never heard you squeal like that.
Well.
They sound sincere.
They kind of sound like a door.
Yeah. I'm like, a door that's about to get murdered.
Yeah. All right, Leroy, head over to the windowplex. Yeah, I see out the window here.
Team Canada tonight, Leroy, has RJ Barrett.
Okay.
Dylan Brooks.
Yep.
Lou Dort.
Yep.
Shai Gilgeous-Alexander.
Oh, yeah.
Watch out for him.
Okay. Jamal Murray.
Damn. What?
Jamal Murray. Okay, go ahead.
Andrew Nembhard.
You could have left that name.
It sounds like they got all point guards and threes.
And, of course, the standard big, Kelly Olynyk.
Oh! Wow.
He's like Canada's Luis Scola. Kelly Olynyk has been playing for Team Canada for what it feels like two decades.
Yeah, because he's the only one over 7 foot.
Wow. All right. That's what we got for tonight.
So we got that. We got Summer League.
Yep. Got a packed hoops night. You got Marlins Astros.
No. When's the Copa final?
Sunday. Tonight to semifinals tonight if you want to watch that.
Yes.
You might see Solana on TV.
Maybe.
Really?
Hmm.
Right.
In fact, we actually have sound of Solana if Colombia is able to pull off the win today against Uruguay.
Have your fun.
We will.
Hey, and
That is a squeal, my friend. That is.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
Terrifying squeal.
We actually also have sound. This was Eric Spoelstra after getting off the phone with Tyler Herro, telling him he's going back to the bench this year.
I mean, holy smokes.
You guys don't understand. It's a phobia.
Wow. I have never heard anything, any noise that is higher than any noise that you have ever made.
Yeah, it's a different pitch. Like, only Scooby has heard that.
Right.
Well, I was a soprano when I was in choir. So.
Oh, so now all of a sudden you're Minnie Rippleton.
My voice goes up there.
Sounds like
love you.
That sounds more like when a soprano tries to whack somebody.
The Tony Soprano, huh? Interesting.
Yeah, I don't know who
that was. That was painful to watch.
You know what? I think who's the light skinned comedian? She was in those Adam Sandler movies, Grown Ups.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. She was also on SNL. Maya Rudolph?
Maya Rudolph, that's her mother.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Yeah.
Minnie Rippleton is her mother.
Who? Minnie? Yes. Pearl. Yes. And then her, well, who cares, actually?
Her and Minnie Rippleton was a singer.
Yes.
When I was a kid. And I think she died of breast cancer.
Damn. God bless her.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey. Everybody's saying they hate spiders too, but I'm more than sure you didn't squeal like that.
That's impressive. Actually, impressive.
That's it. Let me tell you.
Impressive and authentic.
Jennifer, look.
Thank you.
That right there.
Hats off.
Okay. Hats impressive off. Performance.
Hats off.
The Heat have scared Terry. We have scared Terry.
That I'm telling you.
You guys should send them that audio.
That's like a 5-year-old.
I knew you were gonna do this. I've been watching the overlays. You are the worst.
Look at that one. Wow. That's Cleveland Browns spider. You see that one?
The way I saw him type.
That's a Cincinnati Bengal. Cincinnati Bengal.
Got that. He's got that detail.
Sell
that at Halloween.
You feel the same way about all spiders too, like even like the daddy long legs.
All of them.
Daddy long leg is not a spider.
What is it?
What the hell? What do you mean? Oh, okay.
And what is it?
And risotto's not rice.
The green thing is a daddy long legs.
Huh?
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 A daddy long legs is not a spider.
No, you're nuts, dude. That's a spider.
That's a spider.
But Google daddy long legs. It's not a spider.
I will not Google that.
I will. They will continue to question my Google history. It looks
like closer to a grasshopper.
Daddy long legs.
I think you're mixing that up, dude. Because I found it
I'm
right
gonna
here.
I'm going to break that in fives because of you guys.
No, but this is what it looks like. Daddy long legs.
Oh, yeah.
No, that's not daddy long legs.
That's what Google
has. That's not
has.
Daddy long legs.
That's what Google has.
I searched daddy long legs and it took me to a Tinder profile. So I am
glad. I'm really glad.
Daddy long legs is what they call Khalil Ware.
Oh!
Like a man. Have we run that by him yet? Is that okay?
I actually have. We have it mic'd up tonight. This is when Khalil Ware dunks right on Bronny's head.
I'm literally rethinking me going to Australia next year because of
what?
Everything I
they
have.
Got the biggest critters and animals
I
in
know.
The world.
But guess what? The only one I care about is the one that you keep showing on screen.
Wow.
What about the big snakes?
And you can't see them when you sleep either.
Oh, yeah. The sleep spiders. No. Yeah.
Are you going with a bunch of friends?
To Australia?
No. So my cousin's wife is Australian, and she wants to take us to meet her family and everything.
Oh, well, but you got representatives, so she knows how to handle those situations.
Did you?
No, she doesn't, because she's also terrified, and she's woken up with one on her face, okay? I told her I'm not doing
Question. Do they close their damn doors at night?
That's what I said. I don't know.
You think the Australian spiders haven't figured out doors? They're like velociraptors.
I mean, it's not like you can walk up to the door.
Do you think that they have figured out hotel floors that are...
Sure have. All they got to do is get in the vent system.
I don't like that.
He is going in.
Yeah. And the hat. And here you think about this, J Fig. Like they will lay eggs in the vent, and then the little spiders can get through the vent holes. It's just very small.
Oh yeah.
So
if you kill, that's like you ever kill one of those spiders in your backyard, and then they break out into a thousand little spiders.
Yeah, they are little spiders, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Then I got to go. I got to march around.
Because everything has a pouch, you know, in Australia. You got the wallabies, but that's a cute little wallaby that's got in that pouch. Spider, pouch of other spiders.
Not all the snakes they got over there. They got some of the most poisonous snakes in the world.
That's right. But you want to know what's more poisonous? Australian spiders.
Okay.
No, they're not. They don't have a...
Wrong, dude. Go look it up.
You know what?
They do have some crazy spiders over there.
The spider that everybody thinks is poisonous isn't.
Hmm.
Was the black spider.
Love
the
how black you have widow. More knowledge the black widow. On them.
Yeah.
It's not poisonous.
Mm. No, but she was a great pool player.
Yep.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
No.
Yeah. I saw the 30 for 30 on her. She has some kind of disease, I think.
She does?
The Marvel character?
Yeah.
She was an ESPN.
That's why you haven't seen her.
An ESPN2 legend.
Scarlett Johansson?
Yep. No.
Wait, what?
Well, Thought you said Black Widow.
No, the actual pool player, they called her the Black Widow.
Oh, was she black?
No.
Every person Asian. with like a nickname black is never black.
Yeah.
Well,
Jack Black.
That's intangible.
That count. We'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
Black Rob is black.
True.
The whole world. What a fool believe.
Too many legs for me to trust.
You know what I got?
I see y'all when I see y'all.